Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
You are now listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. This is the second half of this week's live stream. You've got myself, Ro, Emil, and Chino holding it down. And today we're going to talk about AEW and everything that's happened on today's Dynamite and whether or not TK is a good storyteller. So let's begin. Okay, let's talk about AEW. Today on Dynamite, it was such a good episode, full of great wrestling. We have two more matches announced for Revolution happening on March, I believe it's third. March 11th.
March 3rd.
So first new match, actually, obviously it's an announced match, but they clarified what it is. Darby Allin and Sting versus Matthew and Nicholas Jackson for the AEW World Tag Team Championships. Is this going to be the main event of the pay-per-view bilang last match ni Sting? I was actually under the impression that it was going to be the main event. Kasi, world championship. But again, Sting's last match. So what do you guys think?
Yung world championship kasi parang with Joe at the head, I think he's okay just doing whatever he is asked of him. Like, it's not like he needs to be the top main eventer there because he's a draw in himself. So I think he's okay playing his role. With this, you're talking about Sting retiring, diba? So him having this potential last match ever, it's still pretty important, especially if you consider where it's happening, diba? This is happening in North Carolina, his hometown, and essentially the hometown of wrestling. During the territory. So, importante yon. It's also important that they play up how special Sting's career has been and for him not to get the main event and in his last match ever is pretty disappointing. Also, we're talking about AEW here. It's not beneath them or above them to put the tag team titles as the main event of their essentially WrestleMania level card. So, I really think this will be the main event, if not one of the main events. Also, shout out to the Succession team that the Bucks are rolling out now.
Yeah.
Medyo ironic na Succession yung team nila, tapos yung boss nila si Kendall Roy. So, it's an inside joke for the Succession fans. But yeah.
It's... For me, you know, just yung sinabi mo about Samoa Joe, I'd argue that the Hangman Swerve feud needs to be the main event. That's been their hottest feud in the last 6 months, and they haven't main evented a pay-per-view. So parang warranted din yun eh. But again, I don't mind this actually being the main event, the tag team match, because again, for the reasons you said, you know, it's Sting's last match, and it's the Young Bucks then, so ano din yun, like, it's an added gravitas to it, and it's for the World Tag Team titles. I mean, you know, they always, di naman nila iniwasan na mag main event yung tag team titles in their shows. So, but ang ano din kasi dito, kasi parang predictable na yung magiging result eh, because Sting's retiring. So, of course, the smart booking decision here is to have Young Bucks win. So, parang, if it was up to me, I'd rather have the world title still main event, because that's the hottest angle that they have in the last 6 months, and I think deserve nila yon over something that is kind of a ceremonial retirement match of some sorts.
Yeah, you know, it's Sting's last match. He is an icon. I mean, it is the retirement that he wanted. You know, not like the one he got like, you know, a decade ago. So let's let him have it. And I think, no, I mean, Joe's going to retain that championship anyway. So, okay lang. You know, it's just them testing the waters for a Swerve main event run. All right. The other new match that was made all of a sudden was Will Ospreay versus Konosuke Takeshita. So, they tried explaining this. They explained it as Don Callis just, you know, making his kids fight. Kasi tatay niya naglalasing tapos pinapaaway sila ng kapatid niya. So there's not much of a story here, as is, you know, most of the AEW stuff from Tony Khan. So I'm just going to ask this. Does Okada debut around this match?
No, I think they're going to delay Okada's debut, possibly Double or Nothing. That's what I think.
No, I think Okada debuts in Revolution, just the same way they did with Brian and with... Sino kasabay niya? Si Adam Cole.
Adam Cole.
Mm. They did after the show. They did the whole deal, right? But if AEW was smart, they're going to keep Okada as far away from any New Japan related wrestler as possible, just because Okada is so intrinsically tied into the identity of New Japan that to bring him over the AEW side of things just to rehash the New Japan rivalries he's had in the past, I don't think it's very interesting to fans, right? And I don't think it's very interesting to Okada himself. Kasha,
so
he wants, there you go. He wants, no, so, to. Sorry, let me finish my point.
Because
he wants to explore new opportunities. And I agree. Right? Somebody like Kazuchika Okada needs to be in a different environment to really get the best out of him. And so I think if they really want that to happen, they just need to try something else with Okada. Make him go up against Adam Copeland. Make him go up against Samoa Joe. Make him go up against anybody that really isn't associated with the New Japan brand.
Yeah, I agree with that. But again, the problem is almost everyone in AEW has something to do with, or did something with New Japan. Like, Bryan Danielson, he just had a match with Bryan Danielson a couple of months ago, Moxley and Claudio. So, it's a very thin pool of people na...
Not Samoa Joe.
Pasok do sa... Oh, yun na, Samoa Joe. That's what
not
I thought.
Adam Copeland.
Oh, yun. So, but again, it's a very thin pool of people for him if papasok siya do sa idea, sa criteria mo na someone who doesn't have any history with New Japan. But again, I kind of agree with you kasi yun yung gripe ng mga tao with him going to AEW is that lilipat lang siya ng ano eh, lilipat siya ng company, but it's still gonna be the same gimmick, still gonna be the same persona. Probably he's gonna face the same people that he did when he was still in New Japan. So, I guess it's a smart way of bringing him in.
I tend to agree with that, yung idea of not putting him with anyone who's been near New Japan in recent memory, which is, again, as Emil said, mahirap yun kasi like half of the people on the AEW roster have dallied with New Japan, diba? If not New Japan in Japan, New Japan in America, diba? So mahirap yun, which is why I think they're gonna, TK is gonna go for it anyway, and then have Okada debut with around someone familiar siya, diba? Like, if he wants to do Okada Osprey again, diba, on AEW soil, on AEW territory, he's gonna do that. Or he might wanna have Okada debut near Omega, Kenny Omega, although he's out with diverticulitis. It also works, I feel, kapag they do it to help Okada familiarize himself. He doesn't need any familiarizing. So, you know, he's worked in the States so many times. But I feel that there's also an element of anything else can go wrong if, you know, you give him an American wrestler or a Western wrestler who isn't familiar with how they do things. So, as it's happened with Nakamura in WWE, Kenta in WWE. So, although you can say na AEW lets you do whatever you want, wrestle any style you want, may ganun pa ring factor, diba? So I wouldn't put it past them to give Okada someone that he's comfortable with, right? So yeah, you never know about that.
I mean, if anything, see, Okada proves that he can wrestle pretty much anybody with his current, with his recent run in Impact, diba? He was on TNA for a good few weeks, diba? And he did a six-man tag. He did a few one-on-ones with Josh Alexander, diba? So, dun pa lang, wala naman silang history ni Josh Alexander, and yet those were good matches, diba? Wala naman din silang wala din siyang history with the Motor City Machine Guns, but he also pulled out great matches with them. So, I think less familiarity is important, but we're talking about Kazuchika Okada here.
Yeah.
Well, man's been the face of the company of New Japan for the longest time, and for him to be on another side of things, just to say that he needs to be somebody familiar, it kind of discredits his skill, I think. So,
no, I agree. It's just that I this is what I expect TK to do. You never know. I say, yeah, again,
yeah, TK. So.
Half the roster has worked with New Japan, so may ganung factor pa rin.
Ito, like a question, another question about Okada. If you're TK, are you gonna tweak something about his gimmick or presentation?
No, he doesn't do that.
No. Right. So he's still gonna be the Rainmaker persona.
Yeah, when he should,
okay.
Adam Cole brought over the whole Undisputed Era thing from WWE.
Exactly.
Bryan Danielson is still the American Dragon.
He's still doing the yes chants, diba?
John Moxley is still
the rated R superstar Adam Copeland.
Oh, exactly.
John
Moxley is still crazy, right? So me again, right? All right, before we move on to our last point about AEW, let's take our last break and hear from our fellow co-podcasts on the Pod Network.
Hi, he's Chico Garcia.
And he's Gino Killiamore.
We're the hosts of Only Fun.
In our podcast, we explore the boundaries of our pleasure.
And test the limits of our pain.
It's business in the front.
And party in the rear? Wait, what? Wait, we talk about shows that we watch that might, you know, be entertaining for everyone else, right?
Yep, that's what I said. Check out our podcast. New episodes out Wednesdays and Fridays.
No drama, only fun.
All right, before we move on, I just want to address something with Carlo Elijah. Here said sa chat, di ganun ko creative si TK, he's just a matchmaker. To a point, that's both true and untrue. Again, I wanted to say that you have to look at AEW as a weekly super indie show, right? It's like what we used to do in PWR. Nah, we'll just put on good matches because there's a story, yes, but you know, for the most part, if we have someone over, like a foreign visitor, diba, we're just going to do good matches and put him or put them in the best possible matchup that we can give, diba? So if you go into that, if you go into Dynamite with that mindset, Dynamite and AEW is really good because you're just there for the good matches. But I understand that people like pro wrestling for its storytelling. That's what we grew up on. It's just that, you know, you have to leave your expectations at the door because, as Chino said, TK is going to TK, right? Yeah. All right, let's move on to our next point. Babyface producer Jasper from Dynamite. The main event of today's episode was a Texas death match between Orange Cassidy and Matt Taven. So this actually ties back to what I was just saying, because even though the Best Friends and the Undisputed Kingdom are actually feuding, they did a whole big culminating match that we last saw between bitter rivals in Swerve.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In Hangman. So last we checked, Orange Cassidy and Matt Taven were not bitter rivals. Orange Cassidy's big rival here is Roderick Strong. So unless there's something that we're missing, it explains a video package. This is weird, but it's a good match, but it's weird. And again, it goes back to AEW is just a place to have good matches in. So Emil, this is your rant. Rant away.
And so, you know, it was questionable when they booked this. I questioned, why are we getting a Texas death match? Because, like you said, yes, they are in a feud, but I always feel like the Texas death match is their culmination to blood feuds. Like we saw that during Hangman's title reign against Lance Archer, Adam Cole, and this recent one against Swerve. So you mean to tell me that this feud, like this thing between Orange Cassidy and Matt Taven warrants the same stipulation as Swerve and Hangman that happened months ago? So napakalabo, di ba? You know, the thing that I'm feeling here is I feel bad for enjoying this match because why? I always want to call out TK's lazy.
You can enjoy the match and call it out. Yeah. Why are you punishing yourself?
You know, weird. No, because like for me, when I'm enjoying this, I mean,
it's not. That's weird.
It's not.
If enjoying the match doesn't mean that hinahayaan mo yung mga pagkukulang ni Tony Khan. If that were the case, then you know, all of us would be guilty of enabling shit. I mean, you could call it out, right? And hold them accountable and speak truth to power. It doesn't mean the wrestlers weren't good. I mean, you're cheering the wrestlers because they're the ones who did the shit. They're the ones who did the shit. That's not, you know, it's not something to feel guilty over because they put their bodies on the line and worked really hard. That's something to, you know, enjoy without guilt.
It just sad that these wrestlers are some of the best wrestlers in the world. And DK... the argument someone made in the comments, he's just a matchmaker. He doesn't know how to write good stories, yes, but great stories around these people for me to fully enjoy. Like, yes, I enjoyed this match, but next week, what? Like, I don't know, like, we're just going to move on to the next thing. So as a viewer of the weekly show, I want something to hold on to the next week when I watch the show again to say, okay, so they followed this up from this point. So, you know naman, kasi when I keep enjoying this, ang nasa utak ko, parang okay na to para sa akin.
No,
parang,
no, that's not true.
Yeah, that's all in your head. That's my feelings about it. Like, I want to express it to you guys. Maybe you could correct me on this. That's how I felt.
No, kasi, sorry, before Chino says anything, I just wanted to point out, kasi, that's how tribalism is born, diba? Like, I've seen a lot of bad takes on the internet because people want to shit completely on what they see if they didn't like it. But the fact is, wrestling and any other form of art may nuance it. I mean, your feelings about this can be complex. Like, you know, you can still think Chris Benoit is a murderer and he's evil, but sometimes you can't deny that the guy was a good wrestler. Doesn't mean you're agreeing that he's evil. You're denying that he's evil. It's just that, you know, may matututunan din ako from watching him wrestle, right? So, you should disavow yourself from the guilt of thinking that you have to go all in on something that you're watching.
And to add to Rose's point, si Tony Khan at this point, yes, he is not a very good storyteller. But at the same time, is he even still trying to tell stories?
Yes, he is.
Is he still just doing whatever he wants?
No. I can say that he is. Because it's just that he leaves the best stories, or he leaves yung mga empleyado niya to tell stories. And then if you have a good mind for the business or for storytelling, if you're like an MJF, diba? Or a Bryan Danielson, then okay ka, kasi marunong ka magkwento. Alam mo kung paano mag-entertain ng tao and how to tell a good story, right? But for the rest of them, Tony Khan's just not good at that.
Yeah, ako kasi, I was gonna agree with what you said about Dynamite and the AEW product being just a really good indie show on a weekly basis. Tama naman din yun. Diba? They're catering towards the wrestling super fans and catering towards the people who want to watch wrestling as a sport, people who just want to go and ball out, do that. Like, it's fine. It's perfectly fine if you watch AEW under that context. At this point right now, I'm more critical of Tony Khan and how he handles his personnel more than Tony Khan, the storyteller.
Anonymous G here is right. Kulang sa mga writers ng AEW. So if you don't know by now that AEW doesn't actually have a creative committee. Like, you know, there's a booker, it's him, but for the most part, if you have a good idea as a wrestler, then it's up to you to, you know, pitch it and get it over and get it and make it happen. So get him to make it happen on TV. So that's what I was saying, that, you know, guys like MJF, Chris Jericho, they're able to tell what a good story is, right? And then they're able to sell it to Tony Khan. I think it's because Tony Khan has a weird aversion to everything that WWE has established as a practice when it comes to creative. Like, I don't know, writers, because, you know, some people feel that writers are stifling the wrestler's creative process. Even though a lot of wrestlers need someone to write for them because they don't know shit, right? They aren't all creative writers, right? So, make it a factor, diba? I mean, well, Anonymous G, kahit naman sa WWE, even if you have good guys with a mind for the business, hindi naman yun lahat home run, diba? So, it's all the same anywhere you go. It's just that in AEW, it's a lot more pronounced kasi TK insists on writing or booking everything himself down to ROH, right? So may ganong factor. Emil, sorry, is there anything else you wanted to get off your chest?
Nah, you know, like I thank you for, like, you shouldn't feel guilty, light, I guess.
I mean, you're yeah. I mean, because, you know, it's like retweeting, diba? I mean, not all retweets are an endorsement of the thing you're tweeting, diba? Not all praise for a certain match is an endorsement for the bigger picture. I mean, if that's how you're gonna think, then why are you a wrestling critic? why are you here on this podcast? Because at this point, you're just giving into two-dimensional thinking, right? And that's not what we're here for. We leave that to the tribalists on Twitter and Facebook, right? So, that's it for our episode, our live stream tonight. We didn't have enough time, so tune into the bonus episode, the post live stream episode, for our little tribute to Eddie and his 20th anniversary of the only WWE Championship win and reign that he had, and other things about NXT. So let's get to some plugs. Chino, what you got?
Okay, so on the same day, February 24th, just before the Elimination Chamber viewing party, some friends of mine and I, the Cool Pals and myself, are going to be selling toys, comic books, and other collectibles at Hobby Stadium. That is between 3 and 4 p.m. That's the start time at Hobby Stadium, Doña Hemady Street in New Manila, Quezon City. All the proceeds just go to us. It's not for charity. But we do have a show right after that you can go to. And the tickets for the comedy show featuring myself, Muman Reyes, and JB Labrador will be available on comedymanila.ph. I know you have to choose between the comedy show and the viewing party.
Yeah.
Go to the viewing party, but drop by the little fair we have.
Kasi hanggang August yung ano,
The fair will start at 4 and then it'll go until we start the show at 9. So
five hours.
You get time. 2 hours before the viewing party. So
yeah, the viewing party. Sorry. The viewing party is gonna start at 5:30. That was gonna be what, 3 hours. So you're gonna end. We're gonna end at like 8:30 or 9 at the latest. So pwede pa kayong humabol sa Hobby Stadium go watch Chino and Clubhouse. Yeah.
Yeah. So just do both that, make both our days, and let's have some fun on the 24th. Also, I'm uploading videos to my YouTube again. So just check that out. New sets from my trip to San Francisco. So that's youtube.com/chinosupersize. There you go.
All right. Emil, you got anything?
Not much. Just please support our Patreon and check out our weekly show reviews there. Me and Rowan and Ro, we write our feelings about the weekly wrestling shows. So, yun lang. And then also support the pod, follow the pod as well on all social media platforms, and that's it.
Right, I got two shows to promote. First is WrestleStorm by Dexcon, featuring ourselves, my comeback as part of the Gemini Kings.
Just got my tickets for that.
thank you so much. Versus TZK, that's SJM and Ken Cypher for the World Underground Wrestling Tag Team Championships. It's going to be headlined as well by the arrival of the Calamari Drunken Kings as Masa Tanahashi and Chris Brooks, sorry. I'm so sorry, Chris. Versus God, Jesus Christ. JDL and Kurt Himen and David Ravenna. Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry, Matchmaker Linus. I am so sorry. I am such a bad employee. Tickets are available at dexcon.helixpay.ph. Tickets are still available for either one day, March 23, the meet and greet, or March 24, the actual show, or both days. So go check that out. Manong pa tickets. Please support, you know, another avenue of local wrestling. Tapos, we also have the next or the first ever MWF show of the year, Kasaysayan 2024. It's going to be on April 14 at the UP Film Institute Media Center. I'm headed back to college to put on the show. Tickets are now available at tickettome.net. You'll see the event page right there. Pwede pa mag-early bird at 1,100 for ringside and 900 for general admission. You guys will want to, you know, get tickets to the show because Tajiri is back and he's bringing a whole roster of his mates, his boys from Kyushu Pro Wrestling. It's an independent promotion in Japan. So legit, yeah, I mean, anytime you have Japanese wrestlers over, it's always a trip because, you know, they bring a whole different style and experience to the Philippine shore. So go check that out. You might want to get tickets as soon as now because magkakaubusan yan as the date grows closer. But you got like 2 months left before everything sells out. But you know, you never know. Right, that is it for our live stream tonight. Thank you once again to the boys and girls from the Pot Network, especially Babyface producer Jasper, who knows us better than we do right now. He is the real MVP, as well as our producers and everyone who has helped us, you know, build this machine and get to where we are now. Thanks as well to my co-hosts. We have Chino Liao, Emil Nate, and our missing absent co-hosts, Stan C and Rowan ASH. Please follow us. Chino is at Chino Supersize. Emil is at EML_Meister. Stan is at _StanC. Rowan is at Monday Night Rowan. That's NITE. I am at Roizwar. The podcast is at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and TikTok. At Wrestling Podcast on Instagram and Threads, and the Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. We'll see you next week for our audio-only episodes, weekend reacts, and picks of the week, as always, and siempre on Thursday for our usual live stream. And I believe next week will be our 700th episode. I do not know if we're doing anything special because, you know, it's one of those things. But, you know, it's great to get to another milestone on the podcast and on our 10th year. So stay tuned for more big celebrations. We have more events cooking in the pipeline on the stove, and we want you guys to be a part of it. So until then, please stay safe. Do not be a dick. Stay cool. Umiinit na ngayon, and stay healthy and, you know, be kind to one another. Later, Outcasts, peace.
Happy birthday, Manong Johnny.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.